Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with another very, very Mubarak day. We'll just discuss few important aspects. One is with regard to our qaid. Most important that we should be worried all the time of our iman, how we can increase our iman, and most important, and at the time of leaving this world, our iman must be intact and perfect. And we are very grateful to our pious elders who have given us simple prescriptions. So we will just go over the prescription with regard to how to leave this world with iman. Even if we stick on to one of it, it will be very beneficial and it will help us. And how fortunate is that person who tries and bring all this in his life. The first prescription is that daily we should recite this dua: Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. That O Allah, O our sustainer, do not deflect my heart, our hearts, after you have guided us. Allah has guided us, so Allah, don't deflect our heart and grant us from your side special mercy. The mercy is that we remain steadfast on the straight path of iman. Another dua also, and we should try and just think of the meaning lightly, this will help us. Another dua also, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghis. That O true loving being, O being due to whose blessings every atom in the universe is dependent, I seek help through your mercy. In other words, we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to keep us steadfast on iman. The third simple prescription is to utilize the miswak. By using the miswak, inshallah, we'll be reminded that kalima is shahadat at the time of maut. The fourth simple prescription is daily to make shukr for our iman. When we get up in the morning, make shukr. Allah has given us another life. Allah has raised us, and has raised us in the condition of a human being, and Allah has raised us in the state of iman. The fifth important prescription, very, very important, is that we protect our gazers from evil glances. We have to be loving in this world, but we should be protecting our gazers. The sixth easy prescription, which myself we very negligent in this, replying to the azan. While azan is going, we are still talking, unmindful. This is not becoming of a Muslim. We should be listening attentively to the azan, and then reply to the azai, to the azai, to the azan. After azan, read Durood Sharif and the dua of wasila. Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. Aati sayyidina Muhammadin wasila wal-fadila. Wa ab'asu maqaman mahmudan illazi wa'atta. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Inshallah, by just reciting this dua, Nabiya Kareem s.a.w. has mentioned, Hallad lahu shafa'ati. That my intercession becomes necessary upon that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only intercede for people of iman. It means this is the easy prescription for passing away with iman. The second very, very important and most essential prescription to remain steadfast on iman and to pass away with iman is staying in the company of the pious and loving them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. The eighth prescription is giving of charity, sadqah, regularly, and as we have learned from the bayans, mashallah, daily, and sadqah, even a piece of bread, whatever we can, give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ninth important thing, very important, is that we learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice on those actions which will lead to His love, and to have love for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the easy way to gain this is, one is to make this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba may yuhibbuk, wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. That, oh Allah, I beg you of your love, and the love of those who love you, and those actions that will take me to your love. So in the madan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, wa hubba may yuhibbuk, the love of those who love you. So if you adopt the company of those people who love Allah, you will get connected to both sides. You'll get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat also. Allah's love will come in your heart. And when Allah's love comes in your heart, nobody will have to tell you to do good deeds. on your own, even you won't need your alarm to get up for Fajr Salah. You'll see you'll be up before time. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to be all the time worried of our iman. And Allah keep us with iman and take us with perfect iman, inshaAllah. Just mention few aspects with regard to Qur'an Kareem. First of all, a person should be making extreme shukr. Allah Ta'ala has granted us the greatest gift. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have come to the world. They have come with great miracles. But when they left the world, their miracles went with them. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all the Anbiya. Allah has granted him that miracle that is ever living and everlasting. And that is the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala made this miracle all for all of us. And in the Qur'an Kareem, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanding for us? The three basic fundamentals of our deen and the subject matter of Qur'an Kareem. Over and over we'll see repeatedly Allah Ta'ala is reminding us why Allah has sent us in this world, not just to pass our life, not to pass our time, and worse, not to get involved in futile activities, in sports, all these things. But Allah Ta'ala has sent us here for three fundamental aspects. One is Tawheed, to build a connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, to realize who has given us this life, who sent us in the world, and why Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the world. And that is why we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the Qur'an Kareem so beautiful. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajeem. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That all praise belongs to Allah. And why? Allah is mentioned. Rabbul alameen. Allah is that great being who brought into existence from non-existence all the universes. So it's obvious that all praises only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether Allah praises Himself, and only Allah is worthy of praising Himself. Whether Allah praises a servant of Allah, that is Allah's special kindness. And Allah Ta'ala has the right and Allah knows who to praise. And whether the servants praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be our natural response. That whatever we see, we should realize it is only Allah's greatness. And if somebody praises another person, then this also we should realize this is Allah's special favor, Allah's kindness, that Allah has concealed my fault, and Allah Ta'ala has put goodness, my good in front of this person, and what a kind person he is. So first is to build all the time Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. And for this we are very fortunate. We might have taken it for granted while we were in maktab, in madrasa. We learned our five kalimas and then the other two, iman-i-mujmal, iman-i-mufassal. This is actually to build our iman. That time it was an empty capsule. Daily when we get up, every morning we should try and read our five kalimas. What the two, iman-i-mujmal, iman-i-mufassal. And ask Allah Ta'ala to put true tawheed in our heart. Then how to gain tawheed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those people Allah has favored, and the first of all, minan nabiyyin, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So the second very important aspect, how to gain tawheed, you can't gain tawheed without following the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the messenger according to whose time you are living. And we are very, very extremely fortunate that Allah has chosen us to be in the ummati and in the time of the greatest Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So risalat, to believe firmly in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but to hold firm on the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only we were able to gain tawheed. As we learn over and over, our object is La ilaha illallah. Our object and purpose of life is Allah. But you can't find Allah. You can read your whole life La ilaha illallah. Your kalima will remain incomplete till you don't complete it with Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us iman and tawheed. That is the tawheed Allah Ta'ala wants. That is the iman Allah Ta'ala wants. So we should all the time renew our iman in this way that, O Allah, I bring iman in the way that was taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third most important aspect is that why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, not to love forever, but to build a connection with Allah and to desire to meet Allah. And to meet Allah, the place is Akhirat. It's not this world. So the third important subject matter of Qur'an-i Kareem is Akhirat. Over and over Allah Ta'ala reminds us that وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحُوَ وَالْعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةُ لَيَّ الْحَيَوَانِ. That this world is not a world of enjoyment. It's just a world of tomfoolery, pastime, deception of shaitan. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةُ لَيَّ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life is the life of the Akhirat. Allah reminds us, tilka darul akhirah. That is your house. Your house is akhirat. We waiting for you. In other words, Allah is desirous already to meet us. So we shouldn't be so wretched that we get so engrossed and caught up in all the temptations of this world that we forget we want to meet Allah. So the most important thing is that we build, and these are the fundamentals of deen, tawheed, risalat, that is believing in all the messengers of Allah, but holding firm onto the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and preparation for Akhirat. In what regard to this, we find three things over and over Allah Ta'ala repeats in the Qur'an-i Kareem. How to build our iman, how to get connection, to remain firm on the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how to prepare for Akhirat. Three things are repeated in the Qur'an-i Kareem. One, we find over and over Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman. Because the Qur'an-i Kareem is hidayat for the whole of mankind. But Allah Ta'ala says only those that will take heed, that will recognize Allah, they will really appreciate this gift of Allah. They will appreciate this Qur'an-i Kareem. So Allah is addressing us. We are the friends of Allah. Once you have brought Iman, Allah puts the crown of friendship on your head. Now Allah guides you all the time that, O people of Iman, O my friends, this is good for you, this is good for you. Now Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to remain on an ordinary level of friendship, but to build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing which is repeated over and over in the Qur'an-i Kareem, which is the essence of life, the essence of every ibadat, Allah over and over repeats the aspect of taqwa. Hudal lil muttaqeen. We see in the very beginning Allah Ta'ala says that this kitab is a guidance for the muttaqeen. Although it is hudal lil nas, it's guidance for the whole world. But the muttaqeen, those that want to gain connection with Allah, those that desire us to meet Allah, they will appreciate this kitab. So this kitab is for taqwa, and we find Allah said muttaqeen, which means there's no end to taqwa. Taqwa has got no limit. That is, gaining closeness to Allah, there's no end to it. Kitab was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The highest level of taqwa was for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, but still there was no end to that. All the time we can improve in our taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the road, that how to get this taqwa, where to get this taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully that Allah has sent us here to gain a great bond with Allah. And that is what is called taqwa. To get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the time you just worried and got this worry in your heart. Is Allah happy with me? Allah ta'ala must not be unhappy with me for a moment. And all the time you're trying to do good. And together with that you're making istighfar and tawbah. So Allah ta'ala, Hazrat has mentioned that particularly in the month of Ramadan, Allah has given you two steam engines. One steam engine of the month of Ramadan Sharif itself, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to gain taqwa, to gain the love of Allah. Now we shouldn't think that now that the month of Ramadan has end, now the shop of taqwa is closed. No, Allah Ta'ala says there's another steam engine that is there, and Allah will keep it with you all the time till the day of Qiyamah. كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the true pious servants of Allah. Just be with them with an open heart. Because this taqwa, this iman, etc., it's not something that you can learn from the kitabs. It's not something that you can just gain from lectures. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that ta'allamna al-iman, summa ta'allamna al-Quran. What did they mean that we learned iman? Where did they learn iman from? Where did they get iman? Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِمَ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. That, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even you, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِمَ الْكِتَابِ, before Qur'an Kareem was revealed to you, you didn't know what is Qur'an Kareem, the word of Allah. وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ, and what is this iman, this connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to have firm conviction that Allah is in total control of everything. And this yaqeen have to settle in my heart, all our hearts, all the time, that not what we see is believing, what we hear of the command of Allah, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, that is the absolute truth. So this iman comes from heart to heart. It is a noor that Allah puts in the heart of a person. Allah has put in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who is set in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sahabat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the greatest iman, those that sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a few minutes, with an open heart, for a few seconds or so, they got that strong iman. And this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If we want that strong iman, then we'll have to follow the system that be with the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here also Allah Ta'ala has said, Sadiqeen, those that are true in their piety. Don't get caught up with just an outward appearance. Like it's easy, like myself, to put in an outward appearance of piety. Wear a nice kurta, khanka, topi, tasbih, everything. But in my private life, I'm doing haram. No, that is not a person that will guide you. A person, and that is also Allah Ta'ala has made it such, is a ra'u zukir Allah. When you see the man of Allah, you'll think of Allah. You'll see the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their lives. Not that they watch you now. When it's time for salah, they say we perform salah in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. But where they want to eat in the place where they are. That is not the sign of piety. Piety is that the command of Allah Ta'ala you obey according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not according to your own understanding. So, kunu ma sadiqeen, Allah Ta'ala, when Allah said that be with the pious, so to say, Allah has taken it his responsibility that till the day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep the pious alive. So we have to open our hearts and beg Allah that, oh Allah, guide me to your pious servant and keep me connected to him. And learn and follow their lifestyle. And you see, as you follow their lifestyle, the third is subject matter that is repeated in the Quran Kareem over and over. Uzkurullah zikran kaseera. They will teach you the greatness of Allah. You will learn about Allah. Now, in order for Allah to gain that eagerness to meet Allah and to prepare for akhirat, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala abundantly. Abundantly you have to make zikr of Allah. We find only with this command of zikr, Allah has mentioned the word kaseera. Not with salah, not with zakah, not with hajj. But when it comes to zikr, Allah said kaseera, abundantly. Because zikr is actually that fuel, not just jet fuel or any fuel that can take you to the moon or can take you to the skies, but that fuel that will take you to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also, we'll have to learn from the friends of Allah how to take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we have been taught so beautifully by our elders, that a person normally, for example, if your mother's name is Fatima, or if your mother's, your sister's name is Fatima, etc., then you just pronounce it anyhow. We spoil the name also. But if you get engaged to Fatima, now you want to go to Qari Sahib and find out, Qari Sahib, teach me the tajweed, how to pronounce the ta also. I can't just say Fati and Fatu and anymore. Now I have to say Fatima. And then you dreaming also. Fatima is fast asleep. But you dreaming and you saying what tune? Fatima, Fatima. So exactly like this, we are saying Allah, 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 Allah. We think we making the tasbih of Allah. But when we learn, we just hear the greatness of Allah. And when we learn from the friends of Allah how to say Allah, Allah, Allah. Then as it is mentioned, the whole ummah, Allah one side, and the Allah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you can't compare the two. Because Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq has learnt Allah directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the simple prescription Allah ta'ala has given us. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to beg Allah to grant us tawheed, to make us firm on the path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us tawfiq to prepare for akhirat by making daily our zikr. This is something that we can't leave out. We should leave out our food, but we can't leave out our zikr. And then how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that وَلَكَدْ عَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّحْنَا بِهِ Zahra, la tamuddanna ila ma matta'na bi azwaj. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكَدْ عَتَيْنَاكَ We have given you سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي Just the one surah alone, the greatest surah of Qur'an-i Kareem, Suratul Fatiha. And Allah Ta'ala knew that we won't realize how beneficial, how great it is. So to say, Allah Ta'ala made it farz. And like according to the Hanafis, it is wajib. Other Imams, it is farz that every rakat of namaz, you have to read Surah Fatiha. Because in Surah Fatiha, there is Tawheed, there is Risalat, there is the belief of Akhirat, and Allah has shown us the path how to get this, that our greatest need is Sirat-i-Mustaqim. And where you get Sirat-i-Mustaqim? Sirat-al-Ladina and Amta alayhim, the path of those people that Allah has favored. And just very briefly, we'll try and end off now, that to get Sirat-i-Mustaqim, if a person wants to know the road, there are two ways. One is called Irat-i-Tariq, that a person guides you. In Irat-i-Tariq, there are two ways. A person can guide you, giving you a map, giving you a GPS, whatever. But still, if he gave you all the details, and they are busy with some construction on that road, and now there's a detour, now you are already lost with which road. He told me the road, but now I'm not sure I'm on the right road. So that is one way. The second way is that he tell you, I am going, you follow me, I'm in the car in front, you can come behind me. But that also, if it gets dark now, and he overtakes 2-3 cars, now you don't know which car is he. Now you're also doubting, which car am I following? So that is a way you can reach your destination, but difficult, and you can get lost. The other very easy way is, Isal ila al-matloob, that a person just holds your hand and takes you to your destination. That is, he tells you, I'm going to this place, you just sit in my car, and I will take you. So exactly the same, the pious servants who Allah said, kunu ma sadiqeen, very beautifully, what kindness and what love, they encourage us, that tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein, hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That on your path alone, you all want the love of Allah. Every person desires the love of Allah. This is a long path to tread, but so beautifully they tell us, you can't tread it alone. We are walking that path, we have learnt it, we also followed our elders, they showed us the road, so you just hold our hands, and you'll see you will reach there. So Allah Ta'ala says, we gave you this Qur'an-i Kareem, Surah Fatiha, don't just recite it, make it part of your life, and then wal Qur'an al-Azim. Then the whole Qur'an Sharif again, Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, this is such a great gift, that now, لا تمدن عينيك. You shouldn't even look askance to what the people of the world has got. What the kuffar and what they got of them, they can have the whole world. It can't compare, forget to the whole Surah Fatiha. Just the first Hamza in Surah Fatiha, it can't compare to that. So we should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most important, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all every day, that Allah keep us steadfast in the company of the pious servants of Allah, and Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite Qur'an-i Kareem daily, and we'll see this will give us the steam and the fuel to do good, and most important, just positive wires alone can't give you current. What positive, you need negative wires also. Then you'll get current. So to stay away from sin, that is the greatest ibadat. And by making our zikr regularly, and when we learn from our elders, and regularly we should attend the majalis of the elders, and keep close contact with the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see to live in this world, it's not just easy, it's enjoyable, because you'll be focused to akhirat. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. عند الطبراني عن مالك عن مالك بن يخامر أن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال لهم إن آخر كلام فارقت عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن قلت أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله؟ قال أن تموت ولسانك رطب من ذكر الله. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهم فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے جدا ہوتے وقت جو آخری بات آپ سے سنی وہ یہ تھی کہ میں نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا تھا اللہ کو سب سے زیادہ کون سا عمل پسند ہے. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا تمہیں اس حال میں موت آئے کہ تمہارے زبان ذکر اللہ سے تر ہو. حضرت معاذ ابن جبل رضی اللہ عنہ said the last words with which I departed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that I asked, which action is the most beloved to Allah? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that you depart from the world in the condition that your tongue is wet with the zikr of Allah, jalla jalaluhu. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, he said, the last words with which I departed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that I asked, which action is the most beloved to Allah? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you depart from the world in the condition that your tongue is wet with the zikr of Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليت من ذكرني دل مرا ہو جائے قیدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل غیر سے بالکل اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسو حور ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا لا الا اللہ لا لا الا اللہ لا لا الا اللہ لا لا الا اللہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ککل ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بلکہ جارو نمسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار 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 ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنے گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یار رہے یار میں تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگن ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 ایچھے شیرین استنام شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام خدائی بندارا رسوا مکن کر بدم من سر من تے دام کن آہرا جز آسما ہم دم نبود 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 راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی، کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی؟
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.